project of this is the Northern Pacific LCL Express Car. This project started with the intent of trying to beat WNR and have mine done before theirs came out, but that didn't quite happen. Here I lay out and punch the rivets for a cover piece on the fish belly underframe. After the rivets are punched, the piece is then trimmed to its appropriate size and then placed into position and glued. The MP monad that appears on the LCL car is different than that of any other freight car that the MP had. The box cars and cabooses all had the monad had a fine black ring around the monad. That ring appears around the monad on this car, but then beyond that there is a white, wide white band around the entire monad. Now, this was achieved by cutting a masked circle and positioning the circle on the side of the car . This is positioning that masked circle on the side of the car where the monad will go. After painting the car, the mask is removed. Voila! My round circle band appeared. The final touches, apply the decal, and you have the white circle around the NP monad, same as the prototype. Next comes the stirrup straps for the car. These were constructed using flat brass wire. They're very unique to the NP in that they had a special twist on it, as you can see at the one bend. Now, these were bent in that S shape so that the stirrup steps actually were adhered to the car floor and not the car side. So when the car comes apart, the stirrup steps are part of the floor, not the car body. The stirrup step is in place with the car floor in place. As you can see, this photo was taken before the end sill was modified. Taking another shot of the stirrup step where you can see the twist. This is the large stirrup step placed at the cargo door. Now, the twist on these stirrup steps is quite tricky. Anytime that you do this process, you have to use a little care and not go at it like a bull in a china shop, the way I did the first time, and ended up breaking brass wire all over the place. By taking two needle nose pliers and holding the brass wire with one, grabbing the brass wire with the other one just above the first set of pliers and twisting, you'll end up with the twist. But if you hold the pliers tight together and twist, you're actually cutting the metal. So I found out the hard way that you have to have probably about at least a 32nd of an inch spacing between the two pliers. This is giving the brass wire enough room to twist and turn and form without snapping, and letting you see how far you have to twist. And if you go too far and you go to come back, bring it back, you're then going to snap the brass wire. So a little bit of practice and everything comes out all right. It took me a couple of times to do it. There's no reason why anybody else can't do it, too. It's a simple process. But it's a very unique process that the NP had on a lot of their freight cars, had these type of steps where they had a twist in the strap steel that formed the stirrup. If you notice on the bottom of the freight car door, the kick plate has two rivets embossed at either end. This gives you an idea how these rivets appear when they're finished. Real good effect. So the two cars came together in a restaurant parking lot in Bloomington, Minnesota, on the trunk of my car. John's W&R and my scratch-filled attempt. This is the first time the two cars came together. And my car came out to within the exact measurement, length, width, height, door width. The only thing that differed was the end sill and the car height from the rail. Mine was a little high, and I thus had to drop the floor down a little bit lower. But with the very basic dimensions and a good magnifying hood and counting boards and everything else, it all turned out fairly good and real close to what W&R's have.